Second date update.
What could be more exciting and romantic than spending a date night in Vegas?
Ooh.
Oh,
that
sounds
That's
awesome.
So fun.
I want to do that.
Oh, my God. One time I had a boyfriend fly me there for 24 hours. It was amazing.
Nice. I mean, yes.
It was amazing.
Sin City. It never closes. Cute. Always open. The lights, the music. I mean, can you imagine just being on a weekend date there with all the bottomless shrimp? And all the topless dancers and the pantsless Elvises. It's a recipe for romance.
Yeah.
I feel like no one had clothes on in that description, but I like it.
That's why it's so wonderful. Yeah. And that's where one of our listeners, Joanne, had their very first date with a special someone. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, wait. Did you meet someone while you were in Vegas?
Oh, no, no. We actually met online. And we've been talking for a few months.
Okay.
And, you know, we just hit it off chatting online, and then we took it to video chatting.
Nice.
So whose idea was it to go to Vegas? Was that your idea or Chris's idea?
It was his idea. We had just been kind of like joking about it, I guess, a bit. But then he was like, why don't we actually do it?
Yeah. Did he fly you out?
No, he didn't fly me out.
I was going to brag. I had a girl fly me out to Vegas once because I'm always the one
that
won.
So fun.
And she didn't show up, but she still let me go on the trip.
Oh, that's nice. Jeez.
I sent you a bus ticket.
Okay. She bought me the ticket and was like, all right, let's go. And then she's like, yeah, I'm not going to go anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
But you go by yourself.
But I did. It was fun.
So how did it go when you met up with him in Vegas?
I mean, that's a lot of pressure, right? Like the first time you meet somebody.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've been talking for months.
Yeah.
But are you sharing the same hotel room? Or, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, variables you have to discuss beforehand.
I would assume you shared a hotel
room. Well, that was the thing that was, like, a little awkward because we actually hadn't thought about talking about that ahead of time. And so when we got to the hotel, it was a little awkward, but he was just like, well, why don't I see if we can just get us a suite? And
totally.
He did pay for that. He
did
pay for the room, and that was great. And I mean, honestly, the second we hung out, we just had instant chemistry. It was just like such a good time. And we were like going to like awesome meals. We went to spa treatments. We went swimming in the pool, you know. I mean, it was honestly like nonstop, just so much fun.
Vegas is such a vibe.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
It's like your first date is crazy.
It's pretty epic for a first date.
There was no awkward moments. Your producer had asked me before, like, were there any awkward moments or did you guys butt heads ever or anything like that? And no, I mean, it was honestly, everything was just so easy. And it was, you know, I felt like I've known this person for years.
Oh.
And like, he said that too. Like, he just was like, I feel like I've known you forever. It's so crazy that we're doing this, that we're here.
Right. Because it's like one thing to like share a hotel room in like a sexy way. And then you like leave in the morning before anybody else. But like, you're having to get changed and brush your teeth and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right. Those are weird things to do on a first date when you're sharing the same space.
Yeah. Everything felt so natural. And I get swept away easily, I guess, sometimes. I was like, I think this guy could be the guy, you know?
Awesome.
Okay, so after your Vegas getaway, what's happened since then?
It's like, I can't even properly process what happened because it's just night and day.
Really?
It's been one night and one day?
It's a saying,
No,
Jeff.
I mean, like, just so different. Night and day between...
Oh, he's acting different.
Yeah, he's acting completely different.
How?
The day after we got back from the trip, I was like, oh, I'll catch you on Zoom. Let's like chat on Zoom.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, actually, I can't chat on Zoom tonight, but I'll, you know, talk to you later. And I was like, okay.
Hey, and I didn't hear. Do you guys live in separate cities or different states or?
Yeah, we do live in different states.
Okay.
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 All right, so
it is a bit of a long distance thing, but we struck this up, you know, a few months ago.
So is this a situation where you'd be willing to relocate if things worked out?
Honestly, like, I was starting to think I could move for this guy. Like, I would move to his town.
Whoa.
So when we got back and he was suddenly kind of like pulled away really abruptly, he didn't call me the next day when he said he would call me the next day. And then I called him later and I was like, hey, you know, what's going on? And we did talk on the phone a couple of times. It was just so different.
What do you think? Do you think he's married? Do you think he's got like another family? I mean, like, there's so many things. Or he's scared. Maybe it was too much for him. Too many emotions.
Yeah, I'm thinking he went back to Vegas with another woman.
Oh,
I mean,
he's just meeting random women in Vegas.
Yeah, that's just
every
his go-to first date spot.
Yeah. It's a lot of money that he's investing in one night stay. Yeah,
he's a VIP at the Golden Nugget.
I've thought all these things. I mean, I'm very suspicious that there is somebody else, that he's in a relationship with somebody else. I don't know. He could be living with somebody else for all I know.
Right, because you've never been to his house or anything. Yeah.
Would that be a deal breaker for you?
I think it would be a deal breaker.
Okay. Women feel a different way about these things, so it's good to know where you stand.
I don't know who you're dating or who's in your life, but I think for most women, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I do have some questionable acquaintances. So.
It's a different guy. Yeah. Jeff has 27 wives.
Yeah. None of them really know about each other. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Chris for you, and we're going to try and get you a second date update.
If we hear slot machine noises in the background, we know.
Yeah.
It's a dead giveaway. Yeah. All right, we'll do it right after this. Hold on, Joanne.
Thank you.
Second date update.
If you're just joining us, one of our listeners, Joanne, had her first date with a guy in Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
His name's Chris, and they don't live in the same city, but they'd met and had been talking online for a few weeks and finally chose to meet up for the first time in Sin City.
Let's go.
So exciting.
According to Joanne, it was amazing. You know, she felt the connection with him. They hung out at the pool, saw the sights, went Lady and the Tramp on a lobster tail, all the typical Vegas stuff.
Yeah.
But after they left, Joanne says Chris has done a complete 180 and is acting strange and says he's too busy to chat now. And she doesn't know why. Joanne, I forgot to ask, so how long exactly has it been since you got back?
It's been a little over a week.
Okay. That's so weird. And what exactly was the last thing you guys said to each other as you left?
We kissed. I was getting a little choked up, to be honest. And he's like, don't worry, I'm going to, you know, I'll talk to you soon.
I hate to be this guy, but I think somebody has to ask it. Did you guys hook up? Because if you did, he may have just kind of got what he wanted and moved back. You know
if
what
you
want
to hook up, you don't fly to Vegas and get a suite. I mean, like,
if
you can
you're
get
rich, you do.
I feel like someone in this room would do that.
Yeah.
Pointing at Jose.
So just wondering. I mean,
they had a real connection.
Did they, Brooke? He's not calling her back.
I mean, a lady never kisses and tells, but
true.
Things happened. You know, we stayed in the same suite.
Yeah, as you should. You're two adults going to Vegas
absolutely.
On a vacation.
Okay. Like, absolutely. I love it. I promote that. Yeah. I hope you guys did it.
Well, the one thing that I wanted to ask was, did you guys gamble? Or was he ever out of your sight for a little while? Maybe he could have run off to the casino, lost a bunch of money, and now he's in deep with a guy with four fingers and an eye patch named Benny
so
the
dumb,
Egg.
Jeffrey.
Dude, it's
no.
not the movies, bro.
Everyone's speculating what they think. This is how I'm speculating.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
I mean, we didn't gamble much. I guess there was an hour or two where he did leave the suite because he said he had to take some business calls.
Everybody knows what business calls
that's right.
need, Jeffrey.
That's all Benny the Egg needs. Just 1 hour, and he'll have
so
you
dumb.
Deep, deep in debt.
Let's just call this guy.
Okay.
I want to hear from him.
All right, we're going to do it. We're going to call Chris for you. You ready to do this, Joanne?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to dial the number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Chris?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey,
I don't recognize this number.
Yeah, I don't think you would. I'm calling from a radio station. My name is Jeff.
Where are you calling me?
I'm doing a radio show with my co-hosts here, Brooke, Jose, and Alexis.
All very common names.
I don't know what city you live in or if our show is on there, but this show is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We do something called a second date update. Is any of that familiar to you?
Not particularly.
That's okay.
Well, the second date update is where we help out some of our listeners get back in touch with people who are ghosting them after a date.
Okay. All right.
So you already got some people in mind who you could be ghosting, Chris.
The listener that asked for help from us today, her name is Joanne.
Yeah, okay, yep.
That's who you thought,
he
huh?
knew.
Okay, so...
Ding, 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 ding.
Right. I'm glad you're so happy about this, but Joanne isn't feeling as thrilled because it's been apparently over a week since you guys have actually really spoken to each other, and she doesn't understand why.
Yeah, we've talked some, you know.
Can I ask you, Chris, just right off the top, because I know you and Joanne live in different cities, and you met in Vegas. Are you in a relationship?
No, not at all. I mean, we didn't, like, meet in Vegas. We'd been talking online. I mean, I have, like, maybe a couple other people that I've talked to online, but, like, not even as much as Joanne. So it's not like I'm hiding some relationship or affair, or, you know, whatever, anything like that.
Okay. Okay. Do you know anybody by the name Benny the Egg? And do you owe him money?
No, I am not familiar with that guy.
Okay. But I'm just, we're just trying to go through all the possibilities here. Because, see, we've spoken with Joanne, and she told us she had a great time. I mean, you guys talked for 2 months leading up to this weekend in Vegas.
The way she described it, it sounded like you guys were in a relationship by the end of the Vegas weekend.
Pretty serious.
It was glowing reviews.
We don't know how much you may or may not know about the situation, but we stayed in a suite in Vegas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, everything happened really quick. We had a really good connection and hit it off right away. And we seemed to be compatible. And I don't know how to say this, but you know, we were intimate and, you know, I thought that was good, but then it just kept kind of going. Like, it was like more than I've ever been used to in one period of time.
What do you mean? Like, what? You guys were...
He doesn't have the stamina.
I mean, I just don't know if I could handle it. I'm getting, like, kind of a little bit older now, and I just don't have the kind of energy. Like, I don't know if I have the energy for that.
That's the reason you're not calling a woman back? Is because she wants too much?
Bro, just tell us you're married. Like, this isn't real, right? Like,
what's too much?
Yeah, what does too much mean?
It was like, we got together, we figured out the suite, we went by the pool and got some lunch and stuff, and then by the time we got back to the room, she's already ready to go, and you know, we kind of just met.
That's how it is,
why
baby.
Are you complaining?
Yeah, exactly. That's why you go.
Isn't that fun? Doesn't that mean you have amazing chemistry?
I'm not complaining about how it started or anything. I'm just somewhat saying it never stopped. And
you're like a once a week type of guy?
I'm like the first time, and then I want to take a nap for 6 hours.
Okay. So you're saying you feel compatible with Joanne in every other way except for this. In the bedroom, she's too much for you.
Yeah, it was a real lot, and I don't know if that was completely for me.
Okay. You know, I would be really interested to hear what Joanne thinks about this.
Yeah,
because I don't think this was even close to being on her radar for the reason why you've been avoiding her.
And
the thing is, I have the perfect way to know what she's thinking, because I need to tell you, Chris, Joanne's been on the other line listening this entire time, and she wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Joanne?
Hey.
I feel like a round of applause for Joanne.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah,
Joanne. A lot of men would be happy to hear.
She ruined his spirit.
Yeah, she broke him.
Joanne, how are you feeling right now?
I'm kind of with all of you guys. Like, I just had no idea that was any reason at all a problem.
Did you notice him getting more exhausted as the day went on?
I mean, maybe a little, but I guess I've always been someone with like a really high sex drive. And so that's not unfamiliar to me, but Chris, like, why didn't you say anything?
He was out of breath.
It's just, you know, I don't know how to broach that subject. I mean, it's not something I expected either.
We were talking about like so many things, and I felt like we did have like such a good connection, and it's really unbelievably disappointing now to hear that like you just ghosted me because I have too high of a sex drive for you. Like, I mean,
like I said, I already said it was, I don't know how to broach it. I mean, yes, we did have a connection, but also at the same time, it's still the first weekend we ever saw each other. So how do you say that to someone that you still in that sense don't really know very well?
That's almost going to hurt her feelings. Like, hey, I'm sorry, but can we do it less? She'd be like, why? What's wrong with me?
And there's the whole, like, masculinity thing. Like,
yeah,
where,
that's true.
You know, it's been made that guys can't ever say no.
It's pride.
Which, you know, it shouldn't be the case.
Which is why I never say no.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to recoup. I've been sleeping at least an extra hour per night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Joanne, in a way, it's kind of a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guess I feel bad that I didn't seem like you could talk to me. I mean, I feel like we had such a good time together, and that this could have been something like a long-term relationship that this could have turned into.
Well, why are you saying could have? It still can, Joanne. I don't think you should give up. I mean, can you like...
Well, but has he given up? Like, he ghosted and he didn't come to me with it.
Well, maybe there's a way that we could meet in the middle where, Joanne, you dial back your sexiness and maybe we can help ramp Chris up a little bit.
What do you got, some special vitamins you're going to give him or something?
Maybe just half of a vitamin or something.
Yeah.
Their supplement.
Because from the sound of it, the connection emotionally you guys have is there.
Yeah.
It's just there's a little bit of a physical disconnect.
But not in the bad way. Usually the physical disconnect is the other side of it.
Yeah, I think we did connect. And I think ultimately that what I've been uncomfortable saying, we kind of, you know, I guess I got okey-doked into saying on the show.
Okey-doked.
So, like, got a fast one pulled on me.
That's okey-doke.
I may add that to my vocabulary.
Add that to your repertoire.
Okay.
I thought it was a move she pulled when you guys were in Vegas.
Yeah, that's called the okey-doke. Well, she did pull something over my eyes.
Let me try it, because I would like to okey-doke you into another date with Joanne, and we'll pay for that date.
To be completely honest with you, I really think she has way too voracious of an appetite for me, and this is just not going to work.
What?
Are you serious?
This has got to be a first.
This is crazy.
I'm serious.
Joanne.
Oh, man.
Joanne, you're going to be fine. I mean, our text board says so.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, good luck to you.
Well, no hard feelings. You know, I hope you can just find a man that can keep up.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I'm sure there's many that are willing to try.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's a listener out there that can go more than once a day.
Yeah.
Oh, if they're really short sessions, multiple times.
Joanne would love to meet you.
I don't think that counts.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.